Introduction to Nonlinear Heart Rate Variability. Our journey into understanding heart rate variability begins with a profound observation from Erwin Schrödinger in 1944. In his exploration of life's fundamental nature, Schrödinger recognized that living systems are characterized by aperiodic behavior, a concept that perfectly captures the essence of heart rate dynamics. Unlike mechanical systems that operate with clockwork precision, our hearts beat with subtle variations that carry deep physiological significance. These variations, far from being random noise, contain rich information about our body's regulatory systems. When we monitor cardiac activity through 24-hour ECG recordings, we obtain what's called a time series of RR intervals. Each interval represents the precise time between consecutive heartbeats, creating a complex pattern that reflects the continuous interplay between various physiological control mechanisms. This pattern exhibits nonlinearity, meaning the relationships between variables cannot be plotted as simple straight lines. This nonlinearity isn't a flaw in the system. It's a fundamental feature that reflects the sophistication of our cardiovascular control mechanisms. The complexity of these patterns stems from multiple regulatory systems operating simultaneously across different timescales. Our autonomic nervous system, hormonal influences, respiratory patterns, and circadian rhythms all contribute to this intricate dance of cardiac regulation. Understanding these patterns requires sophisticated analytical tools that can capture and quantify this complexity. Nonlinear measurements allow us to quantify the unpredictability in a time series, revealing information about the complexity of the underlying regulatory mechanisms. These measurements often correlate with specific frequency and time domain measurements when they're generated by the same physiological processes. However, their interpretation isn't always straightforward. While certain conditions like diabetes can depress nonlinear metrics, suggesting compromised regulatory function, elevated values don't automatically indicate better health. In fact, in some cases, such as in post-myocardial infarction patients, increased nonlinear HRV can actually serve as an independent risk factor for mortality. Poincaré plots and basic measurements. The Poincaré plot serves as our window into the hidden patterns of heart rate variability. This analytical tool, also known as a return map, creates a visual representation by plotting each RR interval against the one that preceded it. The resulting scatter plot reveals patterns that might remain invisible in traditional time series analysis. One of the most valuable aspects of Poincaré plot analysis is its robustness. Unlike frequency domain measurements, it maintains its reliability even when there are underlying trends in the RR intervals. To extract quantitative information from these plots, we fit an ellipse to the scattered points. This geometric approach yields three fundamental measurements: S, SD1, and SD2. The area of the ellipse, denoted as S, provides a comprehensive measure of total heart rate variability. This measurement has shown significant correlations with several important physiological parameters, including baroreceptor reflex sensitivity in both low frequency, LF, and high frequency, HF, power components of traditional HRV analysis. SD1, which measures the standard deviation of points perpendicular to the line of identity, Y equals X, represents the width of our ellipse. This parameter specifically quantifies short-term heart rate variability and has been shown to correlate strongly with baroreceptor reflex sensitivity and high frequency power. Importantly, SD1 is mathematically identical to the RMSSD, root mean square of successive differences, a widely used time domain measure of HRV. SD2, measuring the standard deviation of points along the line of identity, Y equals X plus average RR interval, represents the length of our ellipse. This parameter captures both short-term and long-term variability components. Research has demonstrated its correlation with low-frequency power and baroreceptor reflex sensitivity. The relationship between SD1 and SD2 provides crucial insights into autonomic regulation that might not be apparent through other analytical approaches. Advanced ellipse analysis. The sophistication of Poincaré plot analysis becomes evident when we examine how these measurements integrate with our understanding of autonomic regulation. Modern HRV analysis software, such as QBOs, has incorporated these metrics into comprehensive indices of autonomic function. SD1 contributes to the parasympathetic index, reflecting the quick changes in heart rate typically associated with vagal activity. Meanwhile, SD2 informs the sympathetic index, capturing the slower modulation's characteristic of sympathetic influence. The ratio between these measurements, SD1 divided by SD2, has emerged as a valuable metric for assessing autonomic balance, particularly during extended monitoring periods with sympathetic activation. This ratio effectively measures the unpredictability of the RR time series and has shown significant correlation with the traditional LFHF ratio, providing a bridge between classical and nonlinear analytical approaches. When examining these measurements in healthy individuals, certain patterns emerge. For instance, in a healthy young person lying supine for 5 minutes, we typically observe characteristic distributions of these values that reflect well-balanced autonomic regulation. However, these patterns can shift dramatically with changes in posture, stress, or underlying health conditions. The relationship between these nonlinear indices and baroreflex sensitivity deserves special attention. All three primary measurements, S, SD1, and SD2, show significant correlations with baroreflex sensitivity, suggesting they capture important aspects of this crucial cardiovascular control mechanism. This relationship helps explain why these measurements can provide early indicators of autonomic dysfunction in various pathological conditions. Entropy measurements, APEN and SAMPEN. The concept of entropy in heart rate variability analysis represents a sophisticated approach to quantifying the regularity and complexity of cardiac rhythms. Approximate entropy, APEN, emerged as a groundbreaking tool specifically designed to handle the challenges of physiological data analysis. Unlike simpler statistical measures, APEN was engineered to work effectively with relatively brief time series where some degree of noise is inevitable, a common scenario in clinical settings. What makes APEN particularly valuable is its ability to function without making assumptions about the underlying system dynamics. When applied to HRV data, APEN provides crucial insights into the predictability of fluctuations between successive RR intervals. A high APEN value indicates that these fluctuations are less predictable, suggesting complex regulatory mechanisms at work. Conversely, lower APEN values signal a more regular and predictable pattern, which might indicate reduced complexity in cardiac control mechanisms. The evolution of entropy analysis led to the development of sample entropy, SAMPEN, designed to address some limitations of APEN. SAMPEN provides a less biased measure of signal regularity and complexity, offering more reliable results, particularly when analyzing the same individual over successive days. One of SAMPEN's most practical advantages is its ability to provide meaningful results from shorter time series. Fewer than 200 values can be sufficient, making it more feasible for routine clinical use. The relationship between these entropy measurements and physiological function is complex but revealing. Changes in entropy values can reflect alterations in autonomic control, medication effects, or the presence of pathological conditions. However, interpretation requires careful consideration of context, as both extremely high and extremely low entropy values might indicate dysfunction, depending on the clinical situation. Multiscale entropy and long-term analysis. Multiscale entropy, MSE, represents a significant advancement in our ability to analyze heart rate dynamics across different time scales. This technique, developed by Costa and colleagues in 2002 and refined in 2005, addresses a fundamental limitation of traditional entropy measures, their inability to capture complex patterns that emerge over longer time periods. The genius of MSE lies in its resampling approach. By systematically increasing the number of data points in the time series, MSE can reveal slower fluctuations that might be invisible to conventional analysis methods. This is crucial because physiological control systems operate across multiple time scales, from beat-to-beat adjustments to longer-term regulatory patterns. The practical implementation of MSE involves creating multiple versions of the original time series, each representing a different time scale. For each scale, entropy is calculated, providing a comprehensive picture of how complexity changes across different temporal resolutions. This multi-scale perspective aligns perfectly with our understanding of physiological regulation as a hierarchical system operating at multiple levels simultaneously. Research has shown that MSE can reveal important differences between healthy and pathological conditions that might not be apparent through single-scale entropy measures. The analysis of these multiple scales can provide insights into how disease processes affect different regulatory mechanisms, potentially offering earlier detection of cardiovascular dysfunction. Detrended fluctuation analysis. Detrended fluctuation analysis, DFA, represents a sophisticated approach to understanding the self-similar patterns in heart rate variability across different time scales. This technique extracts correlations between successive RR intervals, producing two fundamental measurements, slope alpha-1 for short-term fluctuations and slope alpha-2 for long-term patterns. The short-term correlations revealed by alpha-1 primarily reflect the operation of the baroreceptor reflex, our body's primary mechanism for rapid blood pressure regulation. These correlations typically manifest over scales of 4 to 11 beats, providing insight into the immediate cardiovascular response to physiological demands. Meanwhile, alpha-2 captures longer-term correlations, revealing how regulatory mechanisms maintain heart rate variations within physiologically appropriate bounds over extended periods. DFA's strength lies in its ability to handle non-stationary data, a common challenge in physiological measurements. The technique effectively removes local trends at each time scale before analyzing correlations, providing more reliable results than traditional correlation analyses. This is particularly valuable when analyzing extended recordings, where various factors might influence heart rate over different time periods. The interpretation of DFA results requires understanding typical values in healthy individuals and how these values change under various conditions. For instance, alpha-1 values typically range between 0.5 and 1.5 in healthy individuals, with values closer to 1.0 suggesting optimal regulatory function. Deviations from these ranges can indicate various forms of autonomic dysfunction or cardiovascular disease. Correlation dimension and system modeling. The correlation dimension concept takes us into the realm of dynamical systems theory, providing a way to quantify the complexity of heart rate regulation. This measure estimates the minimum number of variables required to construct a meaningful model of the system's dynamics. In essence, it tells us how many independent factors we need to consider to understand the heart's behavioral patterns. The concept of attractors is central to this analysis. An attractor represents the set of values toward which a dynamic system tends to evolve, regardless of starting conditions. In heart rate analysis, these attractors can be surprisingly complex, often exhibiting fractal properties that reflect the multi-layered nature of cardiovascular control. The practical application of correlation dimension analysis involves reconstructing the system's phase space from the time series data. This reconstruction reveals the underlying structure of the heart rate dynamics, helping us understand how different regulatory mechanisms interact. The resulting dimension can be either an integer or a fractal value, with fractal dimensions often indicating more complex, but still organized, behavior. Understanding the correlation dimension has important implications for both research and clinical practice. It helps us determine when simplified models might be sufficient for understanding heart rate dynamics, and when we need to consider more complex interactions. This knowledge is particularly valuable when developing predictive models or assessing the impact of interventions on cardiovascular regulation. Recording requirements and practical implementation of nonlinear HRV measurements. Nonlinear measurements of heart rate variability require careful consideration of recording periods and data quality to ensure reliable results. Each measurement type has specific requirements that affect its practical utility in different clinical and research settings. Sample entropy, SAMPEN, stands out for its efficiency, requiring relatively short recording periods of fewer than 200 heartbeats to produce meaningful results. This makes it particularly valuable in clinical settings where extended monitoring may not be feasible. SAMPEN also demonstrates superior stability compared to approximate entropy, APEN, when analyzing the same subject over consecutive days, making it more reliable for longitudinal monitoring. Approximate entropy, APEN, while valuable for analyzing brief time series with some noise present, typically requires longer recordings than SAMPEN to achieve stable values. The presence of noise in the signal affects APIN more significantly than SAMPIN, which can influence its reliability in shorter recordings. This limitation becomes particularly relevant in critical care settings where rapid assessment is necessary. Multiscale entropy, MSE, has more demanding requirements due to its resampling approach. Since it examines patterns across multiple timescales, MSE needs substantially longer recordings to provide meaningful results, especially when investigating slower fluctuations in heart rate. The advantage of this requirement is that MSE can reveal complex patterns that emerge over longer periods, offering insights into slower regulatory mechanisms that other measurements might miss. Detrended fluctuation analysis, DFA, is designed for analyzing time series spanning several hours. This requirement stems from its purpose of extracting correlations between successive RR intervals over different timescales. Short-term correlations, alpha 1, can be calculated from shorter segments, but long-term correlations, alpha 2, require extended monitoring periods to capture slower regulatory processes accurately. Poincaré plot analysis offers more flexibility in terms of recording length. While longer recordings provide more comprehensive insights, meaningful patterns can emerge from relatively short recordings. However, the interpretation of the SD1-SD2 ratio for autonomic balance assessment requires sufficiently long monitoring periods and the presence of sympathetic activation to be reliable. These nonlinear measurements complement traditional time and frequency domain metrics in several ways. First, they capture aspects of heart rate dynamics that may not be apparent through conventional analysis. For instance, while frequency domain analysis might show normal power distribution, nonlinear measurements could reveal altered complexity patterns indicating subtle regulatory dysfunction. The relationship between nonlinear and traditional metrics provides valuable cross-validation opportunities. For example, SD1 from Poincaré analysis correlates strongly with the RMSSD, a time domain measure of short-term variability. Similarly, the SD1-SD2 ratio shows correlation with the LFHF ratio under appropriate conditions. These relationships help validate findings while providing additional insights into the underlying physiological mechanisms. The integration of nonlinear measurements with traditional metrics requires careful consideration of their respective strengths and limitations. Time and frequency domain measurements often provide more straightforward interpretations and require shorter recording periods, making them practical for routine clinical use. Nonlinear measurements, while potentially offering deeper insights into regulatory complexity, may require longer recordings and more sophisticated interpretation. A comprehensive approach might involve using time and frequency domain metrics for initial assessment and routine monitoring, supplemented by nonlinear measurements when longer recordings are available or more detailed analysis is needed. This strategy allows clinicians and researchers to leverage the strengths of each approach while mitigating their respective limitations. In critical care settings, where rapid assessment is crucial, reliance on traditional metrics may be more practical. However, when monitoring chronic conditions or assessing therapeutic interventions, the addition of nonlinear measurements can provide valuable insights into subtle changes in regulatory function that might not be captured by conventional analysis. Understanding these practical considerations helps in designing appropriate monitoring protocols and interpreting results accurately. The choice of measurements should be guided by the specific clinical or research question, available monitoring time, and the need for immediate versus detailed long-term analysis. This thoughtful integration of different analytical approaches can provide a more complete understanding of cardiovascular regulation and its alterations in health and disease. Clinical applications and summary. The clinical application of nonlinear HRV measurements requires a sophisticated understanding of their implications. While reduced nonlinear measurements often indicate pathology, as seen in conditions like diabetes, the relationship between nonlinearity and health isn't always straightforward. The case of post-myocardial infarction patients provides a striking example. Increased nonlinear HRV can actually signal a higher risk of mortality, challenging simplistic interpretations of these measurements. CareMakers, 2020, observations about entropy measures highlight important practical considerations. While these sophisticated analyses can provide deep insights into heart rate dynamics, they haven't consistently proven superior to traditional time and frequency domain measurements in clinical applications. One key limitation is the requirement for longer recordings to achieve stable values, which can be problematic in critical situations requiring rapid assessment. The integration of nonlinear measurements into clinical practice continues to evolve. While some metrics have found specific applications, others remain primarily research tools. The key to effective clinical use lies in understanding which measurements are most appropriate for specific situations and how to interpret them in context. For instance, entropy analysis might be most valuable when longer recording periods are available and detailed insight into regulatory complexity is needed. Modern analysis software has begun to integrate these various approaches, combining traditional and nonlinear measurements to provide comprehensive assessments of cardiovascular function. This integration reflects growing recognition that different analytical approaches can provide complementary insights into cardiac regulation. Looking toward the future, continued research and technological advancement may help overcome current limitations and expand the clinical utility of nonlinear measurements. The development of more efficient algorithms and better understanding of physiological correlates may eventually lead to broader clinical applications. Until then, these measurements serve as valuable tools in our growing arsenal for understanding and assessing cardiovascular health, particularly when used as part of a comprehensive analytical approach that includes traditional measures of heart rate variability.